You are the face of God. Join with me in looking at this word today, the absolute word, assurance. I am assured all things are possible through the ageless omnipotence of my sacred self. The Apostle Paul frequently wrote of the pain and suffering he endured in the course of his missionary travels. He described his difficulties not as complaints, but to emphasize his assurance that the ultimate glory of Christ's mind is infinitely greater than mortal limitations. I consider that the sufferings of this present time, he wrote in Romans 8:18, are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. Trust the same spiritual assurance to move myself through my day. My intentions may not be revealed. My body and mind may seem intent on emphasizing obstacles and fears. Still, I move gratefully forward, knowing that nothing can affect the spiritual power that is my true identity. I am assured all things are possible through the ageless omnipotence of my sacred self. And this year we've been looking at seeing through a spiritual lens, Perfect Vision 2020. And this announcement I have to make about this, and I told you that Daniel Namod said that he was going to send us a recording of a talk just for us. Well, it's next week. So next week being Thanksgiving weekend, we have Daniel Namod as our special guest. So I hope that you can watch and come for the live stream. It should be just fabulous. I look forward to it, and I look forward to seeing you then. So this month is a new month, and so we have a new theme, and it's called Cosmic Connections. And today's focus is Just Like Me. Now, what is Cosmic Connections? I guess where I'm really wanting to go here is the idea that we are one, that there is no separation, and that somehow, some way, we are all connected, even with what seems like separation, that we seem like separate individuals, and that we have our own free will, and so we experience our life in a very unique and different way than everyone else. But that somehow, underneath all of that, in the mystery of life, that we are all connected. And so the focus today is, the world is just like me. And what do I mean by that? So what I mean by that is that life is your mirror. That everything that you see is a reflection of who you are. Everything. So let me give you an example of something that I learned. It's a number of years ago now. And I'll get you to do a little work. So think about somebody that you really, really dislike. And Emilio's laughing here. And you don't have to mention who it is. But as you're thinking about somebody that you don't like, think about what attributes about that person is it that you don't like. So maybe it's because they don't tell the truth. Maybe they're not being authentic. Maybe they're too bold. Whatever the ideas might be. Well, I invite you to consider that if life is in fact your mirror, then something that is pushing your buttons about them resides in you. And either you've been working on that and really have overcome most of it, but you're still hyper aware of it in other people, or you're not aware of it in you, and seeing it in other people is actually revealing that it resides in you. Now, here's the other funny side of it. So think about somebody that you really admire. It could be an actor, it could be a character in a play or a book or a movie, it could be someone in your real life, past or present. And think about the characteristics that you like about them. Perhaps they're lovable, they're authentic, they're really open, they're humorous, they're intelligent. Well, you know what? So are you. Because you would not recognize those attributes in that individual if that wasn't who you are. And so if you ever doubt who you are, take a moment. Take a moment and think of all of the people that you really admire and all of the reasons that you admire them. Because really, they're your mirror. They are who you are. And that's, what a wonderful thing that is. I remember the first time that I heard that and I did the exercise, and we weren't told what the end result was going to be. We just were given the exercise, write all these people that, you know, six people actually, who you admire and what are three characteristics of each, and we wrote them out. And then we were asked to scrub out or erase the name at the top of the list and say, I am or Anne is, and then all of those attributes. And I remember looking at that and thinking, wow, so why is it that you and I tend to focus on the things that aren't working rather than the things that are a benefit, that are the beautiful side of who we are? Where did we learn that? So here's a statement that I hope lands with you and that you take it with you all week. Wherever I go, there I am. Was there a time in your life when you thought, if I have a better house, a better job, live in a different city, have different friends, maybe I'm skinnier, you can come up with some examples, have more money, that then I'll be happy? And you're able to achieve one of those things, and yet you're still not happy. Because the thing is that wherever you are, wherever you go, there you are. And until you make a shift in that awareness about yourself, then who you are goes everywhere with all that baggage. So life is your mirror. Who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. And you know how, have you ever met someone, for instance, who seems really lovely, and they're really nice to look at and all of that, but there's like something in your spidey senses that just tells you that there's something not trustworthy or something not right here? Because you cannot lie about that energy of who you are. Who you are speaks so loudly that people can't hear what you're saying because they sense your essence. And so if you're generally a good person, then that's what they're going to sense. And if you generally have an agenda, for instance, they're going to know that on some level. And can you relate to that? So do you say these kind of affirmations? Wherever I go, people are good to me. It's always the way that it is. So let's take the first one. Everywhere I go, people are good to me. I know that there are times when there are places where I haven't necessarily had the greatest experiences. And so in my mind, I'm already saying, I wonder what obstacles I'm going to come up with as I go there. And of course, they show up. So I've started to do this visualization for myself, and it's not saying wherever I go, people are good to me. But I imagine sending love out to wherever it is I'm going, where I typically might have conflict or something negative, and send love to pave the way, to open up the hearts and the minds, and probably my heart and mind, to seeing love rather than the conflict. And when I arrive there, inevitably, that's what I find. Or how about this statement? It's always the way that it is. As though that's just the way it's always going to be, whether it be negative or uncomfortable or whatever. As soon as we keep saying that, guess what? Spirit is always saying yes, because spirit is right at the core of who you are. And so it is going to show up that way for you. That's just how life works. You are supposed to live a fantastic life. That's when we say this thing about you have inherited all of the kingdom. That's what that means. And I know you're saying, but you know, how am I supposed to experience that when I'm in the middle of this muck? or in the middle of this problem with money, or in the middle of this health crisis, or I'm feeling so lonely because I don't have a partner. Well, first it begins with saying to yourself, I'm supposed to live a fantastic life. Spirit, guide me. And not spirit up there somewhere, some man-like or woman-like entity, but within. What is it that I need to do to shift so that I can experience this fantastic life? All you have to do is get in a more trusting place. And what do I mean by a more trusting place? Do you trust spirit within? Have you up to this point been able to establish a level of trust that you can rely on? I hope you have. Because really, it's that level of trust that you have in spirit bringing you your highest and best that allows for it to start to happen. You see, you've knocked on the door and the door has opened. And now it's to allow whatever that open door represents to start to come in. And it may not look the way you thought it would look, but it's always better. At least that's been my experience. All you have to do is get into a place where you say yes. And you know the difference between how it feels in your body when you're saying no and when you're saying yes. Say that just to yourself for a moment. No. And can you feel the constriction? And when you say yes, there's even in the sound of the word, there's this openness. And so just even chanting yes when you're doing your meditation can be the simplest mantra that you could ever use. So wherever I go, there I am. Say that with me. Wherever I go, there I am. So your mantra, how about this one? Good things are happening to me all over the place. Good things are happening to me all over the place. Doesn't that sound exciting? Like it makes you want to go out and find out like what's out there. What's good? You are the attractor of your experience. Things return to you in exact proportion to the energy of your accumulated thinking. So I'm not saying that just this moment you happen to be grumpy, and so all of a sudden the whole world is grumpy. It's an accumulated thinking. So if you've been in that negative place or that grumpy place or that fearful place or that worried place for a while, it takes a while for that to build up and to start to show up in your life. So that's what's called the grace of God. You have the opportunity, as soon as you notice you're being negative or worried or stressed and not trusting that life is bringing you the best, that you can change your mind. You can say, oh, I'll let that go. And instead say, good things are coming to me. I expect good things wherever I go. Life treats your imagination as reality. I want you to hear that. And I'm going to put the word God in place of life. God treats your imagination as reality. What do I mean by that? You can imagine a wonderful partnership, a full bank account, a joyous experience, and God, life, doesn't know the difference between whether it's real or not. But what you've done when you've stopped for a moment and either said the affirmation or imagined it or felt it, it starts to become your reality. So it doesn't have to be your life this moment, this wonderful, beautiful, fantastic life, but it can be, and if you start with your imagination, then it begins to happen for you even more quickly. So life is responding to the thoughts that you are thinking. And thank God, because we have like 10,000 thoughts in a day, thank God it doesn't respond to absolutely everyone. Like, oh my goodness, that would be like a ping pong match and me not being fast enough to catch it. That's why it's good to know that because of the grace of God, there go I, that if I have accumulated negative thinking, yes, it's going to show up, but then I could have accumulated positive thinking. I can believe that as I focus on the good in life, which is what spirit is, that more good starts to show up. And you can start right now. Life doesn't distinguish between an observation and a thought that's in your imagination. And so if you've been on Facebook or you're watching the news and there's negative things going on, turn it off. Take a moment and cleanse yourself of all that negative. Just brush it off and think of something that you love, something that pleases you. Imagine in your mind's eye a beautiful smiling face. Like, Randy, can you pan to both of us? Like, look at Emilio when he smiles. Like, look at, how can you not feel happy when you see that smiling, happy face? And I was looking at some of our videos that we've done in the past and looking at that grin that you have, and I'm grinning right away, and I can feel it in my body. And thank you so much for being so wonderful. He's embarrassed. But, you know, I told him I would call him into this talk every now and then, so I like to surprise him a little bit. So your thought actually equals your point of attraction. And what do I mean by that? That when you're thinking loving, beautiful, happy, joyous, peaceful thoughts, that's what you begin to attract to you. Because Spirit is saying yes. God is saying yes. I want and I love you so much that I'm going to bring you more of what it is that you're thinking about. So what have you been thinking about? What brings you joy? Wherever I go, there I am. Therefore, if you focus on something long enough, it becomes your reality. And that longness, that amount of time, can vary depending on how much resistance you have. Maybe you have spent the last few years in that deep groove of negativity about something, or anger, or worry, and it's just whirling around in your mind. So it may take a little while to be thinking more positively, and not about things you don't believe, like, let's say you're worried about money. It can sometimes be really difficult to say, money is coming to me easily and effortlessly, when it's not. But what might be a positive feeling? And focus on that, because again, there is no difference between focusing on that positive and it superimposing itself on the things that you're having trouble with. Does that make sense? So let's say you're having trouble with money. So imagine seeing a joyful face. Imagine Emilio's smile. Because that lifts you out of that negative place, out of that rut. And that's how simple it can be. It's to remember. You have the power to change in any moment because it's a choice. You can focus on anything that you choose and stimulate that in your life right now. So if you want more of something, then ask yourself inside in a quiet moment, what can I focus on to bring about more of that which I wish to experience? And I can guarantee you the answer is within you, and it will come. And it may come in the form of a friend who gives you a call and says something that just is exactly perfect. You might read a book or watch a TV show, and it stimulates that idea. Life responds accordingly. Life responds to you exactly as you are. So if you think that the grass is greener on the other side, but you're going there with all of your negativity, then the grass may be green, but you're not even going to see it because you're still in that old awareness. Wherever I go, there I am. Is the world around you a reflection of your vibration? Do you know what I mean by that? Is the world showing up for you how you have been? Think about that for a moment. I remember when I first moved with Randy to Cambridge, Ontario, which isn't that far from where we are now. And I didn't know anything about the place, but I had an expectation because I just had the expectation that people would be really nice there. And so I was walking across the street, not at an intersection, but walking across the street in a place where there didn't seem to be a whole lot of traffic. And this car pulls out really quickly and almost hits me and stops about 10 feet behind me and gets out. And it's this really delightful man from Newfoundland, and they're all delightful, anyone that I've met from Newfoundland. And he comes out and says, "I'm sorry, but the sun was just in my eyes and I didn't see you. I hope I didn't hurt you." And I said, "Oh no, thank you so much for stopping and asking." And he drove off. And I remember on the other side of the road, I'm standing there thinking, boy, people sure are nice here, aren't they? And that was in the first half hour or so that I was actually in Cambridge. And so that's my little example. So can you think of an example of how life showed up like you expected it to, because you were in perfect alignment with that expectation? I'd love to hear about it. Maybe you can pop it into the comments below after this program is over. If you do it in the live chat, then everyone doesn't get to see it. But if you pop it into the comments below, I'd love to read some of that. So if your experiences are mostly nice, it means that you're mostly nice. Now that's kind of nice, isn't it? So if your experiences are mostly nice, it means that you're mostly nice. If your experiences are mostly rotten, you're mostly rotten. Sorry to say. But the thing is, it's not anything that's happened out there. It has to do with who you are. If your life is mostly pleasant, it's because you're mostly pleasant. If your life is mostly negative, it's because you're mostly negative. You see, there's no good or bad. It just responds. It, God, life, your experience of life responds to who you are and your expectations. And your expectations are the thoughts that you're having. Life is your mirror. You can't avoid it. I know you'd like to say that, oh, but it's the weather, or it's the politics, or it's what somebody said to me, or those kind of things. Well, you know what? If they said that to you, somewhere in there, something resides that you need to look at, because life is a mirror. If they've given you compliments and are lovely, it's because that's who you are. Life is your mirror. The divine law of attraction is always matching you. Always. There is no exception. Just like with gravity, if you drop something in this world, not on the moon, but here, if you drop something, it falls. Gravity works all of the time. And so does the divine law of attraction. It is matching who you are. Every moment that which you are being, every second, every millisecond. So what are you being? Is there an area that you're struggling with? I know we all have something at some point. And sometimes it's a physical thing, and sometimes it's something else. But it's how you have been being, how I have been being. And the beautiful thing is that I have choice. I have free will. I can change that by changing my thinking, by changing the way that I'm being. You can do that by changing the way that you've been thinking, by changing the way that you've been being. So affirm this. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, I choose to look for that which I am wanting to see. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, I choose to look for that which I'm wanting to see. Are you ready to practice the thoughts that feel the best? Do you believe that as you practice the thoughts that feel the best, that lie for God brings you evidence of the thoughts that feel the best? Do you believe that? That we live in this reciprocal universe? I practice the thoughts that feel the best. Say that with me. I practice the thoughts that feel the best. If you want something, be it first. So Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. And that is, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Do unto your thinking the way that you expect thinking to show up. And that's basically what he's saying there. And in Leviticus, Jesus says the golden rule in Leviticus 19:18, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that includes your thinking. And we have this saying about sacred service, sacred thinking, and that is that if you think about the most negative things about somebody, that you're doing them a disservice. And it also ends up reflecting back at you. And so how can you look at something that you don't like and frame it in a way that's more positive? That is to say, what in me resides that is negative, and what can I do to change that? And only you know what that is. So CNN, I like this, constant negative news. Do you get into the place where you believe it's your job to change the world or change another or change even one thing? I mean, I know that you get caught up. News is developed in such a way that it draws you in and has you really listening and everything else. But there's rarely anything positive in it, especially CNN. And are you thinking that you need to change the world? You know what? You will change the world when you change who you are. And the thing is, the world will continue to go on. But when you change internally, then those things are not going to bother you, because you are doing everything that you can do. And ultimately, when we all do, the entire world changes. And that's the hope. And that's the trust. Your job is to change the vibration of your moment. And when you do, different things line up with you. So are you ready to stop asking this life to be different than it is so that you can feel better? It's so much easier, isn't it, to just say, like, wish it was sunny, then I could be happy. I wish they were nice to me, because then I'd feel better. The thing is that as soon as you are nice, they either aren't in your life anymore, or they become nice. Choose to feel better, and the aspects of this life that are important to you will show up easily to you. I guarantee it. And I'd love to hear comments about how that's showing up for you. So approach life like a buffet. You can begin approaching your life buffet. Can you begin to approach your life like a buffet? And what I mean by that is all kinds of things. The news, the negative stuff, the high prices, the problems with this, problems with that, the beautiful flowers, the gorgeous clouds, the wonderful sheets on your bed, all of those things. You don't have to take them all in. You don't have to absorb them all. You can choose the things that you like off of the buffet of life. Can you let the personalities and the attitudes and the actions of others be like items on the buffet? You can either choose them or not. And some things you want to focus on and attract onto your plate. So what would you like to attract from that buffet onto your plate of life and into your experience? And some of which you wouldn't want to eat even if it was on your plate, because you don't have to. See, you get to choose. In other words, there are some things that you just get to taste, and you don't have to really live them. And some you don't have to taste at all. It's a choice. Are you willing to take your attention away from something? What is it that you'd like to take your attention away from? Yeah? There's something, isn't there? So focus on that which you do want rather than what you don't want. Are you ready to take your attention from what you don't want? I know it seems like I'm asking this a lot, but it's important. Because eventually, it won't and can't have an active place in your life, and it no longer shows up in your life in any way, shape, or form. And that includes difficult individuals. Somehow they either transform or you just no longer see them, or they just don't affect you in some way. It's been my experience, and I invite you to pay attention to that. So are you ready to feel good, to follow your bliss, to feel appreciation, to look for the positive? Because what you focus on grows. Is this idea important to you? Can you see how these ideas direct you to a life of least resistance? Maybe you like struggle, or maybe you don't realize that it has been defining you. It doesn't have to. Life doesn't give you relief when you're begging or pleading. So if you've been justifying, for instance, you're holding yourself stuck. Do you agree? So what have you been justifying? I hear Emilio breathing heavily. That one landed. Life is your mirror. What are you ready to focus on? Spirit says yes, either way. Do you know that you're a reflection of the infinite self and that you can move towards an understanding that everyone around you reflects you, your thinking, and your main thoughts? Just like me, life is my mirror. And who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Wherever I go, there I am. Say that with me. Wherever I go, there I am. And Emilio will land this even more deeply with One People by Maury Stearns.
There are no countries, there is just one family. There are no colors, just one light in you and me. There are no reasons, we can't live in harmony. As just one people, in just one world, you and me. There is no freedom,
no, no freedom,
if the people cannot choose. There is no victory if my brother has to lose. There are no boundaries that mean more than being free. As just one people, in just one world, you and me. We are one people, one strong heartbeat, just one spirit shining bright within us all. We are part of one another, born to love each other. When it's all said and done, we are one. The time's upon us, and the healing must be done. The world around us is calling all to act as one. There are no causes greater than the world we see. We are just one people. There's just one world, you and me. We are one people, one strong heartbeat, just one spirit shining bright within us all. We are part of one another, born to love each other. When it's all said and done, we are one. Take a look deep into each other's eyes and tell me what you see. I see a spirit in disguise just smiling back at me. For we are the world around us. We are part of what we see. Every little thing that you do touches me. There is a vision that we all must realize. Think of the children. Try and see it through their eyes. What will we leave them if we never learn to be? Just one people, just one world, you and me. We are one people, one strong heartbeat, just one spirit shining bright within us all. We are part of one another, born to love each other. When it's all said and done, we are one. When it's all said and done, we are one.